This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
My name's Nicole and I'm from Brisbane in Australia. I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and had just begun yet another attempt at a non-drinking stint when I discovered the Over the Influence podcasts. The timing couldn't have been better. I binge listened to them all, joined the OTI community and have never looked back. If, like me, you've tried and tried to put down the plonk, but even after some success, keep finding yourself pulled back into the mire, join us in the OTI community, where we all share our stories of what works and what doesn't and where we're currently at. Everyone's just so full of understanding and inspiration. In a few weeks, I'll reach a whole year without a single drop, and I can't thank the OTI community enough. You guys rock and make all the difference in the booze-free world.
So if you want to join us, go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to Over the Influence. Now, this isn't just any episode of Over the Influence. This is, well, it's big for two reasons. The first one, flipping heck, it's our 100th episode. How? When? How did that happen so quickly? This is just marvellous. Dead excited. When we first sat around that dining table in Liverpool, two and a half years ago, and we are now at 100 episodes of OTI. It's just, it's marvellous. And before we get into the second reason why today's episode is extra special, a quick recap as to who we are if you are just tuning in for the very first time. By the way, there's another 99 episodes to fill your boots with, so do go back and take a listen. Welcome to this episode. My name is Sharon Hartley. I'm based in Lancashire in the northwest of England. I am over 4 years alcohol-free, which is just the best. Decided to take a break from booze. I had no intention of giving up alcohol. Thought I would fully get back on it once my 90 days were up. Turns out a load of surprising stuff happened. I began to enjoy life without alcohol. I got the clarity, the sleep, the better skin, the dream job. Everything that comes with alcohol-free life has just been a complete game changer. Fell in love with it. It's brilliant. I'll never drink again. So here we are. I don't do this on my own. My lovely co-host, the accidental sober in many ways, Ben Anderson.
Hello, I'm Ben. I'm 34. I live in Liverpool. I have a baby on the way very soon. I'm fiancé to Jem. And I'm a coach in training, Sharon. The training has started. Yes, I am currently studying. I'd love to be able to say that. I'm currently studying for my diploma in positive coaching on the Arete Way coaching course with Andy Ramage. Yes, I did say a few weeks ago when we had Andy on, I quite fancy that myself. And I've signed up and I'm doing it. I've printed off all my course materials.
Show me. Have a look, which doesn't work too well on a podcast, but we can describe this.
Look at the wad of paper I've got here. Unbelievable amounts of stuff I've got to learn over the next 6 months. But yes, I'm a coach in training. I am a training wheels coach. I'm a young Padawan, if you're a Star Wars fan. We are joined by three Qui-Gons to my Obi-Wan on this podcast today, because that's the second reason that this is, you don't get that reference, do you? You're not a Star Wars fan? Lots of shaking heads.
Called Jabba the Hutt before. Does that still count?
Who said that to you? You give me a name, you give me an address, I'm going to go knock on their door tomorrow.
What are my kids?
Are you joking? I know where they live. It's also a very special episode because today we are launching something incredibly exciting.
There's another reason as well why this episode is dead special.
Right, okay.
Right, there's loads. It's our 100th episode.
Yep,
we are launching something super special.
Mm-hmm.
But not only are we doing that, we're doing it with people who have been with Over the Influence from the start. It's all interweaved and it's brilliant.
All the feels.
It's all it is. It's all the feels. It's all the milestones. It's all the best people. And it's all because of Over the Influence, alcohol-free life, that this is happening. It is a really special episode. We have got three, not just community members joining us on the call today, but three qualified, accredited coaches who are here to talk about exactly that. Now, I'll probably ask a load of really stupid questions along the way with regard to coaching and what it's all about, because it's not an area I've ever delved into, unlike you, Ben, as a trainee coach.
Mm-hmm. It's something that has been on my radar for quite a long time. You know, the whole kind of personal development thing. I think when you give up alcohol, you kind of naturally, we talked about it with Annika a few weeks ago, you kind of naturally get more into wanting to develop yourself and personal development, self-development, however you phrase it. You know, I've done all sorts of things. I've made all sorts of changes already. But for me, coaching, I think there also becomes this, it's part of the journey that you go on. And we've done it, Shaz, and we see it every day in the community. You start off and it feels really good to be alcohol free and you kind of get all these benefits and you personally benefit from doing it. But then there comes a point where you really want to give back and you really want to help other people, and you want to, because it is, it does feel amazing and you do want to shout about it from the rooftops. Not everyone wants to hear it, especially in your own real life. But for people who are on that journey and who want that help, I think it's a really good way to work with people one-to-one and to go, right, what do you want to achieve here? Let's go to one of our fabulous OTI recommended coaches that we got on this call. Who are we going to pick on, Shaz?
Where to start? What a bunch of talent. What a bunch of fabulous community members. I'm going to go straight in. I'm going to pick on Sarah. Sarah, don't pull that face. Don't pull that face. Sarah, it's brilliant to have you on the podcast. You are no stranger to Over the Influence. You've been on the podcast before talking all things Yorkshire Three Peaks. Was brilliant. For people listening for the first time, Sarah, just give us a bit of a rundown about who you are and how far you've come. Because if you don't mind me saying, I'm going to pass a very personal observation here. I've known you, oh crikey, it feels like forever now. It's a good couple of years. And to say that you have changed your life is somewhat of an understatement.
Well, where do I start? Thanks very much, Jess. So I have been alcohol-free for 2.25 years. And I joined OTI right at the very beginning when OTI launched. I think actually it was about a month old when I joined. So yes, alcohol. I've taken alcohol out of my life after drinking for 45 years. And it has made, my life has just transformed in so many ways. And becoming a coach is just really probably the best thing I've ever done since I, you know, made the decision to take a break from alcohol. I did the diploma earlier this year, the same one that Ben's doing, and absolutely loved it. And I'm just absolutely enjoying throwing myself into coaching. And for me, it feels like I'm giving back something that I personally have gained so much from myself. I'm now able to give this back to other people who are looking to do the same thing. So, yeah, that's where I am with it.
Sarah, you missed a bit out of your intro. Whenever we do any community Zooms or podcast recordings together, you always like to say, I'm about 2 weeks ahead of Ben. Every time. I'm 2.25 years alcohol-free. About 2 weeks ahead of Ben. Sarah.
Brilliant.
So I got it in there for you. What is coaching then? For somebody who, because, you know, the word coach, I've learnt this on the course this week. It goes back centuries and it's had a lot of different meanings throughout the centuries. I suppose the one that people think about now, it's kind of, it's related to athleticism, isn't it? You know, football coach, an athletics coach, a basketball coach. What is an alcohol-free coach?
Well, coaching itself is very different to other forms of therapy. So it's different to mentoring, it's different to psychotherapy, it's different to counselling. My definition, and the one I use all the time, is that it's a partnership between the coach and the person they're working with, so the client. And the whole point of the coach, or the aim of the coach, is to help the client move towards reaching that goal. So in the alcohol-free world, or the as an alcohol-free coach, your aim as a coach is to try and help that person move towards the goal that they're trying to achieve. So whether that be to take a break from alcohol completely, or, you know, if they've reached a certain stage in their alcohol-free adventure and they don't know what to do next, you know, trying to move them forward to that next stage. And as a coach, we're not there to offer advice, although in my particular style of coaching, I do a bit of mentoring, because I do believe that with my experience, it's quite useful to sort of help other people impart my information onto them, because it does sort of help them. I find that helps them anyway. But really, as a coach, you know, the coachee or the client should be doing about 80% of the talking, and the coach should be doing 20% of the talking and most of the listening. And as a coach, we're supposed to be asking sort of thought-provoking questions to get some good sort of positive answers out of the person we're working with, and move them forward to getting nearer to that goal. And that can be for anything. It doesn't have to be relating to alcohol. It can be anything in life that they want to work on, basically. But in this field, I'm working with people who are looking to change their relationship with alcohol.
Sarah, you said there you've got probably, correct me if I'm wrong, around 45 years worth of drinking experience. And when I look on and see how far you've come, to be where you are now and to be able to share your experiences, real lived experiences, you've been on both sides of this. That must be really rewarding for you to be able to do that with people at whatever age that come to you, but also maybe people that are a little bit older that have maybe been drinking for a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you're coaching, I'm not saying that as a younger coach, you're any better or any worse or whatever. But I think life experience does have a lot to answer for when you're doing this. And I think, yes, I've got 45 years of alcohol in my body. And you know, I was a middle lane drinker. I was drinking a bottle of wine a night, every night, more sometimes, very little less. And so for me, just to be able to take that break and the advantages of doing that have, as I said, have transformed my own life. And just to be able to offer that help and support and encouragement to people who are trying to do it. And yes, I do work. I do tend to work with slightly older people. It's not always how it works out, but that's the way for me so far it has worked out. Because I think I can relate to people at an older age, if they're retired or if they're, if they're sort of coming towards the end of their working life, if you like, or if they've got grandchildren or they've got older children who are getting married or whatever. I've been there myself and I can relate to that. So yeah, I think possibly I am working with an older client base, but that's not to say that I haven't been working with people of all ages, because I've been working with people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s and 70s. So a bit of everything, really. But yeah, I think it does help to have the experience. And I think we've all got that. So that's, I think, what helps to make a successful alcohol-free coach.
I personally can't wait. I cannot wait until Ben is qualified, because I will be coming to you for some coaching.
Every phone call, Shaz, I'll be saying, you'll be like, oh, I'm at the wall today. But why are you up the wall?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, you've been coaching me pretty much the last 2.5 years.
That's
what I'd
say, yeah. I mean, he'd send you a fucking...
Just not officially.
I can't swear on this one. This is an official, serious podcast about a very official, serious topic. I'm going to send you a bloody invoice in the post for the amount of coaching.
Yeah,
but then, to be fair, you'd be sending one straight back.
Yes, so, I will.
You know what?
The service is reciprocated.
I think that's a really interesting point. And Jenny, can you help us with this one? We should probably introduce who you are first. But my question, which we'll come back to, is what is the kind of relationship that you have with a client? Because, you know, me and Shaz have just been joking there, but we do coach each other in the sense of we listen to each other, we respect each other's problems, we try and... Like, why do you need a coach for that kind of relationship? Is the question I'll come back to. But Jenny, I mean, do we need to ask you about you? You've appeared on this podcast more times than Sharon.
Yeah, it's lovely to be back. It's been such a long break in between my podcasts. But this one is super special. The 100th podcast, and to be a part of this is just a huge privilege. So congratulations on 100 episodes. And it's amazing to be part of those. So, yeah, happy to be here. Good to see you.
Thank you, Jenny. We really, really appreciate that. And I wasn't joking when I said at the beginning in the introduction about this episode being special. Yes, it is. It's our 100th episode. Yes, we are introducing you three as OTI approved qualified coaches. But what makes it really special for us is that you have been with Over the Influence from day one. We haven't just plucked you out of thin air and gone, oh, look at these, they're doing coaching. We know you. We've got to know you. We've been part of your journey. You've been part of our continuing journey in so many ways. And that really does make it extra special. I'm going to flick this back to Ben because he had a question, but it was that long-winded. I've forgotten what it was. So, Ben, what was your question for Jenny?
My question is basically, like, I am not a cynical person. in general. I think I've become less cynical since removing alcohol, actually, more open-minded in general. But I do get that, why do you need a coach? Like, if you want to give up alcohol, why is it useful to have somebody to coach you through that, is my question. Why can't you buddy up with someone, for example, instead?
Of course you can buddy up with people, but generally people do need some sort of support. I think it's, you know, referring back to my own story, it took me a decade to actually stop drinking. But that meant, and I actually succeeded in stopping drinking because I actually looked for some other support through, you know, other communities. And that's what supported me not drinking as an ongoing thing. So I think in the coaching space, people do seek out coaches to sort of be a sounding board with their new sobriety. You know, we've spoken already about goal setting. And, you know, if you're setting a goal to give up alcohol, then a coach's job is to support you and offer you tools to ensure that you can give up alcohol and stay sober. And there's loads and loads of things that, you know, we can do to help you along your journey. But giving people the space to actually talk about why they want to give up and look within themselves to see what they're going to do to maintain this sobriety is really important. And what we then find is that once they think they've achieved their goal to give up alcohol, that there's lots of other things and lots of other goals that they're looking to work towards as well. So it's very much an ongoing process.
It's a new thing, isn't it, in the alcohol-free space, really, coaching. I mean, deciding to go alcohol-free, that's relatively new in terms of the kind of the public consciousness of people making an, you know, positive lifestyle choice. As we always say on this podcast, you don't need a rock bottom to decide to rethink your drinking. Anyone, no matter what kind of drinker you are, can feel the benefits of removing alcohol. But it is, you know, if you want to get a promotion to a leadership role, then you get an executive or leadership coach. If you want to hit a fitness goal or a weight loss goal, then you'll get a personal trainer. You know, it's exactly, you don't need a personal trainer. You can go and meet your mate for a run in the park, and you can decide to do that at the same time every single week. Of course you can. But actually, how many people go and get personal trainers? Well, loads of people. If it's something that you got the disposable income for, hopefully, if you are removing alcohol, you got a bit more of that than you used to have because it's not being poured down your throat anymore. Like, why not get someone who will help you? I suppose it's somebody who is focused. If you've got a goal to remove alcohol, they are focused on helping you achieve that goal and they help you to stay accountable with that goal. But also it's kind of, it's quite, like you say, it's not just that, is it? We always say with Over the Influence again, we've got lots of catchphrases, but you give up one thing and you gain so much more. Giving up alcohol is just the beginning because it does then open you up, doesn't it? And so you're saying that, and I think Sarah mentioned it as well, it is life coaching, essentially, isn't it? It's just that it's with a, you know, removing alcohol is the first piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. I think it's important to maybe think about coaching as, well, us as coaches, giving you, the coachee, the space to facilitate your own growth and your own personal development, whether that's in the alcohol-free space or whether or not you want to change your job or have a better relationship with your children or your partner. We're here to help you to facilitate those goals. It's giving people the support and the space to be self-driven to do that.
Can I ask a daft question, which I do most episodes anyway? Can anybody be coached?
That's an interesting question, Sharon. Can I answer it as a trainee? And so then see,
you know,
if I, see if I get it,
yeah,
right or not.
Yeah, please. And then what we'll do, we'll throw it to the group and see if you've given the right answer.
Okay, so I think the answer, I think we should bring in Susan as well, because she's been very patient here at the bottom of the Zoom screen. But I think that anybody can be coached if they want to be, is the answer to that. Like, that's a really important part is that, and Susan, Jenny, Sarah, tell me if I'm wrong, but coaching is not about, you know, if someone comes to you and goes, I want you to fix this for me now. You know, that's not what it's about, is it? Someone's got to want to, they've got to want to achieve what they're saying they want to achieve in their goals, but they've also got to be open enough to actually explore that and not just be, you're not giving them a list of things to do, are you, coach and coachee? it's about going a bit deeper than that and kind of finding out within them, why do you actually want to achieve this? Not just what do you want to achieve? Go on, Susan.
Well, I would say you'd get a fairly high mark for that answer, Ben. But yeah, anyone can be coached. For the coachee to get the most out of it, they need to be motivated to achieve their goal. You know, they've chosen a goal because that's where they want to, that, you know, that's what they want to achieve. Now, sometimes it may be, you know, our motivation can wax and wane. And our job as coaches is to help them tap into that motivation that they have, tap into the reasons why they've chosen that goal. And as you said already, give them the accountability and support in order to achieve the goal that they desire. So, yeah, they need to have a growth, you know, you'd say like a growth mindset. One of the most important things about coaching, I think, for us all, is that it is a non-judgmental space as well. So people, it's a confidential, safe space for people to talk about whatever they want. And we're all very aware, whether you've had rock bottoms or not, it's important that whatever you do want to talk about, that you feel that it's completely non-judgmental. And that's definitely what we, you know, that's a priority for all three of us.
Susan, we're going to ask you some more questions, but before we do, let's give you a formal, an informal introduction to the podcast. It's really lovely to have you back. Ben, what did we call Susan's episode when she was
well,
on?
Well, I was actually just thinking this because someone's listening going, I recognise that. Is that Susan McGarry, The Believer? Because it's one of the episodes that comes up so much, like on community Zoom calls, people mention it to me on Instagram. People love that episode, Susan, The Believer.
Honestly.
It feels like...
In fact...
When was that? How long ago?
Was it January? Was it a few months ago, Susan?
It was my 1 year.
Which
is in January.
When I say this, and I don't take it this the wrong way, that it was only your 1 year. It feels like you've been alcohol free forever. It feels like 2, 3, 4 years. It really does. And again, as with Jenny and as with Sarah on this call, what you have achieved in that time is absolutely mind blowing. And it's a real joy as well for myself and Ben to be on this call, talking to you now about you being a coach. It's amazing. How does it make you feel?
It makes me well up a bit, to be honest. I think it makes me feel proud, and I'm very glad that, I mean, it was a bit tongue-in-cheek calling the episode The Believer, but that is exactly how it's been. And I do feel that my 1 to 2 years, you know, like obviously in the podcast we talked about my 0 to 1 year, and my 1 to 2 years, I feel that I'm really flourishing this year. Things that I did discuss on the podcast, how they've come to fruition and how I've achieved more things and really creating a life and a future without alcohol, you know, that I'm very happy with.
It's brilliant. It's just so brilliant to hear it and to see it ourselves and to be a part of it as well. And going back to what Ben said right at the beginning, and Sarah touched on this as well, when you remove alcohol, and I feel so, so passionately about this, when you get to grips with it and when you start to fully understand it and become the person you were supposed to be, or the person you were but that was dulled for all those years, do you know what I mean? You do want to give back. You have this natural urge. I don't know what it is. We sing about sobriety from the rooftops because we simply want people to know there is another way. You don't need a rock bottom. You don't need to go to hell and back. You can reassess your drinking at any point. And if you're nervous about it and socialising and all the rest of it, there's another way, and it's glorious. It really is something else. And I suppose in many ways, qualifying as a coach now in alcohol-free life, you're able to do that in a more formal capacity. I'm not qualified in anything, literally just an expert ex-drinker, but this is very different for you three and you as well, Susan.
Was there a question there, Shaz?
No, it was a bit open-ended, wasn't it? So I suppose coaching in many ways is a further extension of that, of giving something back, of being able to help others, Susan, using your life experience. Is that what it's like?
Yes, yes. It is that. I mean, one of the reasons, you know, a big motivator for me for doing it was to help people. And because I did feel, because I had a lived experience, you know, I have a lived experience of years and years of wanting to remove alcohol from my life, wanting to moderate, cut down, years and years of that and not knowing what to do and just, you know, getting sadder and sadder inside over it. And so very much by removing it, and you know, I've learned so much since I have removed it, not just about myself, but you know, a significant amount about myself, you know, I absolutely want to look behind me and help anyone who felt like that for so many years, and show that there is a better way. And that's the thing, it is that thing as well, which is really important to me, is it's a better way. It's not a giving up anything. It is actually a better way of living. And I want to help people change that mindset in order to see how much richer life is. And you use the expression there, Shaz, about being dulled, and life is just so much richer by removing alcohol. And that's what I want to do, is help people to do that, and help facilitate them to achieve that as well.
Okay, guys, I've made many notes and I've got a bit of a summary about our conversation so far. So what we've talked about is that anyone can be coached if they want to be. Coaches focus on you and on your goals. They help you to keep you motivated. They help to keep you accountable. They're on your team. They're on your side. They're cheering you on, calling you out, pointing you in the right direction, getting you back on track if you need it. They've been there and they want to help, because removing alcohol has changed their lives and they've invested in themselves to learn the professional skills they need to help you. How's that sound?
I want Jenny to come back. Jenny, what did you make of Ben's sort of summary there of what's been discussed so far?
I'm not quite sure if it was a summary of our conversation or his next essay plan, to be honest.
Look, two birds, one stone. Right, we're just going to take a quick break from this podcast. And I promise you, this is a quick break. We always say we're going to take a quick break, and then it always goes on for ages and ages. I've ensured that this is going to be quick because Sharon Hartley is not here. Right, we need to get back to the coaches. So if you like what you've heard so far and you think that coaching could be for you, go to overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching. That's overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching. All the information you need is on there. Right, I told you it'd be quick. There we go. That was it. Shaz, that's how you do it. Let's get back to the coaches. Thanks very much. Can we move on then to some success stories? You know, you guys have been coaching now for a little while. You're OTI recommended coaches because we've known you for so bloody long. I think it's important to make that point again though, Shaz, isn't it? That, you know, we're not just letting anybody...
We don't just do this willy-nilly. Honestly, I love that saying. Willy-nilly.
It's a good saying. Yeah, it was really important to us. Like, we talked about this ages ago and we've wanted to launch this for a really long time because our members were doing this. They were being coached and they were benefiting from coaching. But it's taken us this long to get around to it because we wanted it to be right and we wanted it to be people that we trust doing this. You know,
that's the key thing there, Ben. It's people that we know and that we like and that we trust and that are qualified to do this. It's not just any Tom, Dick and Harry that can wade into OTI going, oh, look at me, I'm a coach. It's not about that. These are our friends.
There are many fabulous coaches out there. It was just, you know, for our vibe, it was really important to us that it's got the OTI feel to it. And it's the only way you can have the OTI feel is if you know OTI. And these guys, Sarah, Jenny, Susan, they're on the Zoom calls. They're posting the discussion forums. They've been doing it for months and months and months. You are a part of what we do. So it's great that, you know, we can support you in this coaching venture as well. Yes, Shaz.
They come on our ridiculous adventures. They host their own Zoom calls. I'm surprised they're still speaking to us, to be honest.
Not ridiculous adventures.
Well, they are.
Fabulous adventures.
Fabulous slash ridiculous. They are
slash
just tiring. The best.
Yeah, still got a black toe after Yorkshire Three Peaks. That was in June.
Susan's still in a wetsuit. So is Jenny. Look at that. Hands up. So is Jenny.
So, coaches. OTI recommended coaches. Ooh, how exciting. Success stories. I'd love to ask you about, you know, obviously, please keep, you know, all information anonymous. But can you tell us about some of the people that you've worked with and how it's worked for people? You know what? Let's come back to Sarah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got one in particular that springs to mind. And obviously, everything she's told me is confidential, so we're not going to mention any names or anything. But this is a lovely story. This is somebody who was, she was in a very dark place. She didn't have a job. She was between homes. She was drinking a lot, regularly, every day, very down in the dumps. And over the course of the 6 months that I worked with her, she has completely turned her life around. I mean, absolutely. She now has a job, which she loves, absolutely loves. She has stopped drinking. She has had the occasional blip, but that's absolutely fine, because when she does that, she knows that it's, you know, it's a blip, and, you know, we just talk it through. We're still having sessions every week. She's turned her life around. She's got herself a home, and she calls it her forever home. It's a flat with her rabbits, and it's just such a wonderful story. And for me, I'm so proud of the fact that I've been able to help her from A to B to see. She has literally flourished, which is one word we use a lot in coaching. She's flourished from the day I met her about 3 years ago. I met her, and honestly, she has been incredible what she has achieved. And that's not down to me. That is down to her having the motivation and the absolute, you know, desire to make something of herself. So no more benefits, full-time job, no alcohol or very little alcohol, new circle of friends, alcohol-free. She's going out and about doing stuff that she never, ever thought she'd do before. She walks to work now rather than moping around because she's hungover. And just life's transformed. And it's an absolute pleasure. I spoke to her yesterday, and she's just loving life. And, you know, she's one of these people that I think will hopefully continue to do that. So she's probably my... If there is a success story in my last 6 to 8 months, she's probably my greatest one. But it's just been a privilege to work with her, because I've just seen her go from a very dark place to a very happy place. Absolutely fantastic. So that's probably, but I've had quite a few that have done really well, but she's my golden girl, if you like.
I'm going to throw in an analogy. I don't know if you would relate to this analogy, Sarah, but what it sounds like, you know, she's the captain of her own ship. But if the ship leaves the harbour, and it, you know, you don't know where it's going, it sounds like you're the navigator in this situation. You're just kind of helping point. She's got all the skills and all that kind of power within her to go and achieve the things that she has achieved. But you've helped to steer her in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's a very good analogy. And I think, absolutely. She has she's steered her ship. I've just guided her on the bumpy bits. But yeah, absolutely.
It's testament to the person you are as well, though, Sarah. It absolutely is. And just hearing you talk about, I mean, the official term would be a client or a coachee. But I imagine in many cases, these people have become friends, and you sound like you really, really care.
I do really care. I care about all of the people I coach. It's difficult not to. But with this one in particular, you know, she's reached out to me at what was a very, very hard time in her life. You know, she had a very difficult past and lots to work on. It's just been, I'm just so proud of the fact that she's got to where she's got to with a little bit of help from me, if you like. And that's not blow my own trumpet, but, you know, I know that without the coaching, she may not be so far down the line now. And her story might be very different, but she has become a very good friend. Yeah, we're still working together. And I've said to her, you know, she's got life coaching for me for as long as she wants. It's just a nice story. So when you said we know you wanted some examples, that was the one that immediately sprung to mind, because I think she's a very good example of what can happen if you give yourself this opportunity to have something like coaching and just really sort of take advantage of what's out there.
Sarah, thank you so much. Jenny, what stories can you share with us? Of course, obviously bearing in mind privacy.
I suppose one particular client that springs to mind was a guy that wanted to give up alcohol. He was in his mid-50s and he'd sort of reached a midlife crisis. He wasn't very happy with his life. His relationships were not great. He was drinking. He wasn't happy in his career. So he approached us for coaching just to give him some direction, I think, and some space to think about what he wanted to do. So we put some goals in place and he put together quite a good streak of being alcohol free. He decided that actually being alcohol free was such an amazing thing and had a huge impact on all different facets of his life. So he found that his relationship with his partner improved. He then found actually he'd got a much better relationship with his children because he had a lot more time for them. And as we see in all of our own lives, in our own alcohol-free journeys, you know, this all of these stories, they resonate with all of us, don't they? So, yeah, he had improved relationship with his wife, his children. He had more time. He then really decided that he didn't really like his career anyway and retrained and has now got a new career as well. So, I mean, that is really quite impactful because he has completely changed his life. And when we look at the time machine, I know people that have done the Arete Way course with Andy Ramage, you look at the time machine and you look at the years of productive life that you have left. And for example, I want to live until I'm 100. So I've got just under 50 years left of my productive life. And when you look at it that way, you think, do you know what? I can actually do something completely different. I mean, look at all of us women. We're training to be coaches. I mean, or we've retrained to be coaches. You know, that's so fab for us moving forward. But yeah, this guy was a success story. He turned his life around, changed his career, and it's a really, really nice one to reflect back on.
I love that. And as well, did it in his 50s. Never too late, is it? Never too late.
What do you think, Sarah?
I've exactly what Jenny's been saying, but I think with the men that I've coached, they have said to me, I think without exception, that they have told me things that they haven't told anybody else. And I think that's the difference. You know, I think men do find it more difficult to open up in general. You know, us ladies are good at talking to anybody about most things, but you know, I think with men, I think it is difficult. And I think the fact if you get a man coming to you for coaching, you know, there's a specific reason why he wants to. He wants to talk to somebody who he doesn't know most of the time. And all the ones that I've spoken to and coached, I don't know or haven't known. But they've said things to me that, you know, they've said openly, I've not even told my wife this or my partner this or anything. And I just know that I can trust you. It is a trust thing. And they know, as we've all said, you know, it's a safe, non-judgmental space. I'm not going to say to him, well, you need to tell her, you need to do this, you need to do that, because that's not my role. So I do think that's one of the nicest things about coaching, that you will find that people say to you things that they will never say to anybody else, because they know that they can say it in complete confidence, is not going to go any further. And, you know, it's just allows them that space to let their guard down. Some of them cry, you know, that, you know, I've had men crying, and it's just very powerful, really, when you're in that situation. It's very rewarding from that point of view that you think you've got through to them, and you've allowed them that space to say and feel exactly what they want to say and feel.
Susan?
One I'd mention is with regards to someone who did keep on blipping. So they could do 30 days and then they'd blip. And then 30 more days and then they'd blip again, and they wanted to be alcohol free. They didn't, that wasn't what they wanted their future relationship to be, you know, that they drank once a month. They wanted to be alcohol free. So with them, I was the actual becoming alcohol free, you know, doing the first 7 days or first 14 days, they knew that already. So the coaching was more about looking at why it wasn't sticking. And that involves that example involved more about their values, and which we know, you know, is something that I can go on about a bit. But putting their values next to what their goals were, and trying to align them more and really help them to been able to achieve a much longer streak without falling down on over the same hurdle every time. You know, that's how they felt. It was the same hurdle at, 30, 35 days, and then they went again. And getting them beyond that was a brilliant achievement. And things we worked on and, they worked on really and talked about was really looking at changing their mindset around how they looked at being alcohol-free. So that to me was really good. And that's an ongoing thing, trying to get them to have a longer streak.
I think that's an amazing example because, it's so easy, isn't it, to have a blip and then to go, I failed, I can't do this, and just revert, if not back to how you're drinking before, often it can be worse, So to have a coach who's looking out for you to go, no, come on, right, we talked about this, you know what this is about. To have that person there to drag you back almost.
It's that accountability as well, though, isn't it? It's something that is it's a theme throughout Over the Influence and with coaching. You mentioned earlier, Ben, about, okay, if you want help with diet and fitness, you might book a PT, or you want help with becoming, a better runner, you'll book a running expert. Whatever it might be, it's finding somebody that works for you, somebody that you get on with, but that accountability is huge, isn't it? And what you've just shared there, Susan, this person knowing that they're going to be checking in with you, however often it might be, must have been a huge help.
Yeah, and I think it's you can feel like you're just Groundhog Day. And I think a coach can bring a fresh perspective in, especially when you're being really hard on yourself. And I think that's where it can be really valuable as well, when you're feeling that, I know you say the hamster wheel, but that trying, falling, and how much we beat ourselves up. I think it's so good then to have someone who doesn't judge you, and can see the successes you have achieved and help you find ways to build on those successes moving forward by giving you accountability and support and, non-judgmental conversations, like we've said.
And of course, no better person, place to do it. You spoke earlier, Susan, about just feeling so sad when you thought, I can't crack this. I can't get off this hangover hamster wheel of hell. You've done it. You're a shining example. In fact, you all are, of how life can be on the other side of alcohol. And to have you all now as part of Over the Influence, of helping our community, of being on the Zoom calls and sharing your experiences as coaches, your real lived experiences, it's brilliant. In alcohol free life, brilliant, Ben.
That made me feel a bit emotional.
Oh, don't, Susan. I can't believe that, it's mad that this call is actually happening. If you think about it, where we've all come from and OTI and all the rest of it, it's a bit mind-blowing, really.
It's also really nice to reflect back to where you guys started from with OTI and where OTI is going to. I mean, it seems like about, I don't know when it was, but it seems like, 4 months ago, you must have just brainstormed and said, shit, let's just do this.
Yeah.
It's just exploded. There's all this new stuff going on, all these meetups going on, like coaching and all this. It's fab. And it's supporting loads of people as well. You are giving back. You're doing good.
Yeah, no, thank you. And it comes from the heart. And that's it. It just comes from a place of, like we've all discussed, that we just want to give back and just freaking show people there's another way. There is another way. And with your help and with OTI, Ben, you were going to say something there, and I'm starting to go on for a big old emotional rant.
Oh, I love it when you do. So please pick it up again in a minute. It's for us, it's not everyone listening to this will go, you know what, I really want to coach. But someone might. And I think for us, Over the Influence, it's all about giving people as many tools as we possibly can. And so it's about picking and choosing. Someone might go, you know what, the Zoom calls, they work for me perfectly. Someone might just go, you know what, when I'm out and about, I check the forums. Some people go, coaching, that's the thing I need. Some people are already booking up for every event in 2023 because that kind of real life, I want to go to Scarfell Pike and I want to be alcohol free and see all my alcohol free mates. You know, Jenny's shaking her head, shouldn't we?
Jenny acted it as well. Just,
you know,
shush,
Scarfell.
Don't tell anybody, okay? Just keep it quiet.
You know, for us, it's really important that we're only offering this because we have seen people benefit from it. We have seen people benefit from one-to-one coaching, and therefore we should make it accessible. And so thank you to you guys for helping us to do that, because this could, it will change lives. And as we grow, more and more people will be coming into this. And yeah, it's so thoroughly exciting to think that actually what me and Shaz are doing is we're just in the middle. We're just facilitating it. We've got listeners. We've got community members now who came from being listeners. And so many people are so talented in so many different ways. We just sit in the middle and just watch it all happen and take all the credit. That's right, isn't it, Shaz?
Absolutely. Yeah, we take all the credit. We don't want any criticism. And I'm telling you something now. Can I just go back to my emotional rant for a sec?
Please do.
I was a former massive pisshead, a great big drunken dick, like drank for so many years. And we've changed all that now. I've changed that. I've changed my life. And I want people to know that you can change yours as well. That's why we started this podcast. And then from that came these little Zoom calls where I was just as terrified as the people on there talking about alcohol-free life. I'm thinking, what the hell do I know? What can I share? Well, I can share my truth. I can share exactly how it is. And from that came this community. And then all these people who were just like me. I'm not saying everybody was a drunken dick. Please don't take that as some sort of weird insult. It's not. But people went, my God, you're just like me, your story. And Ben, oh my God, yeah, I did that through my 30s and my 20s, and I get it. And all these people have come together now, and we've got people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever age. As Susan said, it's so important. There's no judgment. And you know what? A lot of what we're doing over the influence, it's not just going, alcohol, it's everything that comes once you've removed it. It's everything else. It is the outdoor adventures. It is coaching, if you want it. It is talking about other stuff. It is celebrating sobriety. But most of all, you know what? It's a bloody good laugh. A bloody good laugh. And if this former 44-year-old, as I was then, pisshead, can do this, a huge drunken dick can turn it all around, so can you. And we've got people in this community that want to help. Rant over.
It's true though. Everything is, you know, we can't quite believe this is happening. And I think we can definitely say we cannot believe that we've reached 100 episodes
of
Over the Influence.
That's 100 you know hours what? Of us.
Sharon, when we first met, we committed to 10 episodes.
We were
going to do one series. We committed to 10 episodes. And I remember thinking, no one's going to listen to this. Like, no one's. Why would anyone want to listen to a podcast about who gives up booze? You know, love drinking, me. Way, loggle out. You know, God, I look back on how I was and put my head in my hands. But honestly, I thought that very few people would listen to this because everyone I knew drank and nobody had chosen to remove alcohol. The only people that I'd heard of who'd stopped drinking were people who stopped drinking because they identified as alcoholics and they had to stop drinking. That I didn't hear stories of people choosing to remove alcohol and choosing
what a crazy idea that would be.
Yeah, because you know what, how many of us, I could have continued through life drinking the way I was drinking. It probably would have got worse as things got more stressful.
Well, inevitably, but the science would have proved that, Ben.
Yeah, but I could have, I also think I could have carried on fobbing it off. I could have carried on, oh, bloody hell, what did I do last night? Never mind, let's move on. But I'm so glad that I'm not there now. And 100 episodes, Sharon. That's nearly 100 hours of me and you chatting on Zoom.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours and there's so much more to talk about. We're never going to start whanging on about sobriety. It's why Over the Influence exists. It has been a glorious episode today. I do love it. I know I love it when we get the experts on. Of course, I love all that. I love it when we have community members on just sharing their stories.
Who are experts? Two birds with one stone again.
Hang on a minute. I'm qualified. Meant to be bloody singing the praises here. What did I...
Qualified coaches.
Community members come coaches.
It's fabulous. It's so good. And look, if you want to book these guys, if you want to work with any of the people that you've heard from today, with Sarah, with Jenny, with Susan, you can do that right now. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching. That's overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching. I know you like my advert voice, Shaz.
I love it.
And you can book a chemistry session, which is completely free. All these guys have agreed to do that, which is, again, just fabulous. A 20-minute chemistry session you can book with Sarah, with Jenny, with Susan to see if you get on. You know, if you don't, no obligation. It's fine. But I'm sure that you will. overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching. Wow, we're doing it.
I just need to come back there. I'm sorry. These are our experts. I meant before I was talking about the authors.
Whole digging. Yeah.
So I'll just keep digging. These are our experts. But as well, on the website, yes, you can book your chemistry call with our brilliant OTI approved coaches. And as well, if you'd like to chat to myself or to Ben. Ben is on his way to being qualified. He is undertaking the coaching. I am not. I'm an expert ex-drinker. But you can also book on with myself and Ben as well. All the information is on the website overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching. Ben, can you just remind me of the website, please, in your radio voice?
No, I'd like to ask Sarah to give us the website in her radio advert voice.
I don't have a radio advert voice. Please don't ask me because I can't remember what it is.
Jenny, can you remember what it is?
Oh, I think so. It's www.overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching.
I like it.
That was like the M&S lady. This isn't just any website.
Wasn't it?
Susan, can you remind us, what is the website you've got to go to if you'd like to book you for a chemistry session?
overtheinfluence.co.uk/coaching.
Coaching!
Hi there, my name's Paul Locke and I'm an artist. Congratulations to Over the Influence for your 100th episode. That's amazing. How I wish that your podcast was around when I stopped drinking alcohol about 10 years ago. If I think back to then, wow, how scared and frightened I was. It's like alcohol was such a huge part of my life. Everything revolved around it and I had done for many years. And so the thought of giving up was just uncomprehensible, but I did. And my life is completely different to how it was. I was in IT sales, but now I'm an artist. I have my own studio. All my relationships are better. I kind of feel like I'm now the person that I was always supposed to be. So if you're thinking about it, I highly recommend it. Shaz, I believe I still owe you the nude portrait, but maybe we'll sort that out for the 200th episode to celebrate. Okay, take care, bye.
Sharon and Ben, you absolute legends. This is Niamh here from Walk Your Way Well. Do you remember back in episode 57 when we had a laugh about how I walked my way sober in 2019? Well, I'm still doing it. And thanks to the likes of you, I'm now helping other people to walk their way well. So thank you so much to you guys for your support, for all your hard work, for everything that you're doing for the community, and for spreading the alcohol-free magic out there into the world. Congratulations to you both. Keep it up, and I can't wait for the next 100 episodes. See you all soon. Bye, lads.
I'm Andy Ramage, co-founder of One You Know Beer, co-founder of the Dry Alcohol-Free app, trainer of alcohol-free coaches and all-round alcohol-free adventurer. And I just wanted to pop on to congratulate Ben and Sharon for all the incredible work they've done with Over the Influence. I love the podcast. 100 episodes is incredible. And I feel so grateful to have been a little part of Shaz's story from those early days, seeing Ben set sail on his alcohol-free adventure. And now we've become best friends. I just wanted to say thank you to you all, Sharon, Ben, for putting so much effort into the alcohol-free space and community. You are absolute legends in my eyes. Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Hi, it's Suzanne Shaw here. Well, I just want to give a huge shout out to Over the Influence on their 100 episodes. That is absolutely epic. Oh, podcasts like Over the Influence have such a big impact on the sober community. It's been great sharing my story, and it's been great listening to other people's stories. So inspiring and so motivating. Going sober can be a really lonely place. So having podcasts and loads of communities out there that are really helping people to stay sober really does help. If you're sober curious and you're thinking, should I do it? I absolutely highly recommend you should and listen to Over the Influence. It'll really help you through.
Hi, Life Beyond Booze here, aka Andy Garwood, sober coach. I had the pleasure of meeting Shazza early on in her sober journey some 4 years plus ago now, and we've remained friends ever since. I was absolutely humbled to appear on the OTI podcast number 62, and I'm told it was very gratefully received and inspired a lot of people. I'd like to congratulate both Ben and Shazza on 100 episodes. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing. Much love, peace and sobriety to you all.
Hi, this is Sarah Connolly over in Brisbane, Australia, and I'm a coach that specialises in helping people remove alcohol, but more importantly, discover what it is that they truly want out of life when they stop relying on the substance. My experience of OTI has been amazing. I absolutely love you guys. So a huge congratulations on your 100th episode. What an achievement. It just goes to show what we can do when we stop drinking. So you guys are the embodiment of how people discover what they're truly passionate about and what they really want to do once they quit drinking. And I've been so honored to be part of that journey with you, and wish you guys all the very best for ongoing success. Thanks, guys. Bye.